We're doing Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and we're up to Yadzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara had been discussing Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, exactly how the Beinonim make it out of Gehenim. But bottom line, everyone agrees they get out. Poshei Yisrael begufan uPoshei Umot Olam begufan Yoredin leGehenom nidonin ba Yudbet Chodesh. So those who use their body, they do bodily harm. They are the poshim. Poshim are, how would you translate that? Those that willfully sin
with their goof
physically, be it among Israel, be it among the nations, they go down to Gehenim, they get judged for 12 months. Now the Gemara is going to explain what does it mean Poshei Yisrael begufan and Poshei Umot Olam begufan. The Gemara will define this a little bit later. After 12 months, their body is finally wiped out and their soul gets burnt. V'ruchan mefazaltan tachat kapot regle tzadikim. V'ruach, and the wind spreads the ashes under the feet of the righteous. Forgive me. Shalom. So the Gemara says that after 12 months, their soul gets burned and a wind blows their soul under the palms of the feet of the righteous. Shenemar v'asotem resheim ki yiyu efer tachat kapot raglechem. Okay, why is it important that the tzaddikim have the ashes of a soul under their feet, and how could a soul make ash if the soul is all spiritual? So obviously none of this can be taken literally, and requires more depth. So that was true about those terrible people called Poshei Yisrael begufan and Poshei Umot Olam begufan. Those terrible sinners among Israel and among the nations. But you know what? There's even worse. אבל המינים והמסורות והאפיקורסים שכפרו בתורה ושכפרו בתחיית המתים ושפרשו מדרכי ציבור. But when it comes to the minim, so Rashi says, they're the people who abort the Torah. They twist the words of the Torah and interpret it falsely. And the masorot, they're the people who... there's a lot, unfortunately, we could say about this. The people who give us over into the hands of the nations. They come with their video cameras and they record all kinds of things and they report them to all kinds of places and they try to get Jews into trouble. So this has been a problem throughout our history. And the apikosim, those, Rashi says, they're those that deride the sages. Shekafu b'Torah. They deny that the Torah was given from heaven. And they deny that there's a future beyond the grave. Rashi says, we don't say this, because Pirshut Midrachei Tzibur is a heading, and the details are all the aforementioned people. They are all Pirshut Midrachei Tzibur. They've severed themselves from the way of the crowd, the way of the Jewish people.
So we don't say about any of them.
What?
We do say about that.
We say all of the above are Shepirshu Midrachei Tzibur. And that's what Rashi says, that where the Braisa appears originally, you don't have the Vav. It's not another detail, but it's rather a definitive term about all the aforementioned people, Shepirshu Midrachei Tzibur. They severed themselves from the path of the public. The Gemara will explain that. Literally, it means they've focused their strength to destroy the land of life. And people who themselves sin and cause others to sin, like Yerovam ben Nevat and his buddies, they go down to perdition, minidonin ba ledorei dorot, and they get judged for generations to come. Shneimar, as the verse says, v'yatzeu v'ru b'figa anashim haposheim bi v'gomer, and they will go out and see the carcasses of the people who rebelled against me. And the verse over there continues and says, their fire will never cease. So the Talmud says, Geinom kalem einam kalim. Even when perdition is finished, you see, there'll be an end point to perdition. So even when it's over, they're not over. They're still going to continue being judged. Shnemal, the verse says, V'tzuram levalot she'ol v'chol kach lama. Why? What do they do so terrible that for generations to come it's held against them? Shepashtu yedeihim, that they, because they extended their hands bizvul against the temple. Meaning, it could be they lived in a generation that there was no temple, but their sins, their actions, are part of what causes the temple to be destroyed.
There is a land that I have here, I don't know if you have.
What does it say? Ah, mizevulo. Okay, said it, yeah. The verse says, V'tzuam nevelot shol mizevulo. So we derive from the words mizevulo, because the shenemal mizevulo. Because the verse says, God's home is what they destroyed. Then zvul el beit hamikdash. Zvul is a reference to the temple. Shneimar, it says, "Bano vaniti beit zvul lach." V'alehem amar Hanan, about these people, Hana said, "Hashem yechatu merivav." Hashem, those who fight you will be destroyed. Who are those who fight you? They're those who try to destroy your home. Okay, so all of this needs work, and the Gemara is going to expand on all of this. This was all a brisa from Seder Olam Rabbah. And now the Gemara is going to expand. What does any of this mean? And after the Gemara is finished, we need to learn a few more words to understand what all of this means.
But there are more kinds of people than those brought here, no?
What do you mean?
There is not also the... Okay, it seems that we pray for Minim and Malshinim. But you said that in Masorot, it seems what usually what we find for Malshinim.
Malshinim are Masorot. Yeah? It's a different term. Yeah, as far as I know. Amar Vitzak Baravin, Upneim Domin Leshulei Ktira. Their face looks like the bottom of a pot that gets all burnt. And obviously, what does that mean? Who cares? Obviously, there's depth here. V'amar Rava, Ve'inu Mishvirei Shvirei Bnei Mechoza U'Mekaryin Bnei Geinam. And they are considered the wealthy of the wealthy of the city. They're those big fat nobles. And we call them those, they will be called the sons of perdition. And right now everyone looks up to them. Look at them, look at their big fat salary, look at their limousine, look at all the honor they get. Rava says, yeah, that's who we're talking about. They, now which of these are they? Okay, good question. I'm out. Okay, now that we finished all of this, we're starting all the way back at the top of the page. We said, Betilel, umrim Rav Chesed, matek lape Chesed, that God tilts the scale in the favor of kindness. If a guy is a Beinoni and he's just in the middle, so God doesn't leave the scale hanging. He tilts it to the better. But doesn't it say that God will judge that third group? Answers the Gemara. Hatam b'poshei Yisrael begufan. That's talking about poshei Yisrael begufan that we enumerated earlier. Poshei Yisrael begufan. V'amut letlu takanta. What do you mean? What do they have to be singed for? You said they're so terrible that they have no cure. So how could that be? Kilet lutakanda berov avonot. When do I say that they have no future? That's when the majority of their actions are sins. Hacha mechtza avonot umechtza zchuyot. Here we're talking about a guy who's an average Joe. He's got half sins, half merits. But among his sins, he also has a sin that's quantified as Poshe Yisrael Begufan, which we will still define in a minute, four lines down. If he has regular mitzvos, regular averos, but among his averos, he also has these exceptional averos, then he's what's called that third that will have to be singed before they come out. God doesn't just tilt the scale in his favor.
We had tzaddikim, we have tzaddikim gemorim, we have hashem gemorim, and we have benonim. So these kind of people, they're not included in any of these.
So this is a type of Beinonim. Beit Hillel said, Beinonim, God pulls them out. He just tilts the scale and takes them out. Now the Gemara is saying, but what about the verse that seems to say they have to be singed before they come out? So the Talmud says, yeah, that's talking about a specific type of Beinoni. That's a Beinoni who has this heavy sin among his pack. He's got half sins, half merits, but among his sins, there's something serious called Poshe Yisrael Begufan. Lo sagya lehu, lo sagya le delav veveti tashlishit ba'esh. So because they have these heavy sins, they have to be singed. That's what the verse is talking about, that they will be touched by the fire. Ve'im lav, but if they don't have one of these heavy sins, then Beisilo say, v'rav chesed matek lape chesed, that God tilts the scale in their favor, v'aleim amal David, avti ki ishmat Hashem tkoli. About them, King David said, how I love that Hashem hears my voice. Darash Rava, my dichtiva avti ki ishma Hashem tkoli, amak knest Yisrael p'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rava darshened on this pasuk, that the Jewish people say before Hashem, Ribono shel olam, mimatay ani ava lefanecha, bizman shata shomea koli, bizman shata shomea kol technunai. The Jewish people say before Hashem, when do I know that I'm loved before you? When I call out and you listen to my calling.
How do we know that it's answering us?
I don't know, I guess you see. Daloti v'li Yoshia, aval pi shedalani min ha-mitzvot, li ne'el Yoshia. Daloti v'li Yoshia means even though I'm impoverished, I'm poor when it comes to the mitzvot. I'm not up to par where I should be. Nonetheless, li Yoshia, Hashem, you save me, and that's the way it should be. What's fitting? Who are you going to save? Ahmadinejad. So save me, even though I'm not up to it, even though I'm not where I should be. Li Yoshia, tilt the scale in my favor. Poshe Yisrael begufan, my news. And now the Gemara says, okay, so what is a person that's called, he's rebelled against Israel with his body? Poshe Yisrael begufan. An Israelite who's rebelled with his body. What is that? So that we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next week.